getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And we're back again with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week right here, wherever it is you happen to be listening. We gather around the record players and we play great old-time records for you here on the Zumpa Hour. Always records on the show, that's all you ever hear. So don't be accusing us of playing those MP3s and having a computer-operated show, because that is not the way it's going down, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just get things rolling this week, shall we? The Michigan Polka Tells are over here, ready to go for us. This is the Cheek to Cheek Polka, kicking things off. That's the Michigan Polka Tells, getting another edition of the Zumpa Hour rolling right along. The cheek-to-cheek polka here on the show, getting things underway. I was just thinking, though, seems to me I have a Michigan Polka Tells album somewhere. That's the 45 we just played. And it seems to me there's a Piper Cherokee airplane on the cover with all these guys and their instruments standing around it. And I'm thinking, there's no way they put all that stuff in that airplane. I think it's the Michigan Polka Tells. I'm not sure. But I'm not going to dig through all the albums to find out, because it's over there somewhere. I got a group here called the Plus Five. What Plus Five? I don't know, but it's the Plus Five. This is the new National Polka. We'll be right back. Well, there you have it. That is the plus five to from what we don't. We don't know. We can't do the math. But anyway, there you go. That is the new national polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I tell you now, obviously, you're probably hearing this show recorded because I'm recording the show, actually. And it goes out to a lot of different radio stations and webcasters and whatnot. But I do the whole show live. So if I happen to play a record with a skip in it, or I forget what I'm doing, or I get off on a tangent, that's live and spontaneous stuff. And I have just realized that now where there are two records into the show this morning, that I have forgot to push a button on a piece of equipment. And you probably can't tell the difference. I don't know if you can or not. But I'm looking at the dials and the needles and the bouncy stuff in here, and I'm like, this is not right. What is not quite right? And I realized I did not turn on this silver gizmo here. And so I'm going to do that now. And I've never done it live as part of the show, so I don't know if it's going to make horrible clicky whooshy sounds, or if you're not going to be able to hear me for a couple of seconds, or what's going on. But I'm going to push this button now, and we will see what happens, and I will meet you back here in like a second or two. So let's give it a try here. Okay, look, all the little lights came on. And I don't know if you can hear any difference. And I can't, because I'm not listening to that box. I'm listening to a different box. So I have no idea. But we can get back to work now. And all the right lights are blinking the way I expect them to be blinking. So the world is a better place. We go way back for this one. I think this record was originally released on a 78, actually. You know, a shellac record. And I believe the Dana Record Company reissued it on the 45s later, once 45s came along. Because this says copyright 1940. What is that? I think it says 1946. And there were no 45s in 46. And we're playing a 45. So, an oldie but a goodie. It's the Ray Henry Orchestra. This is the Blonde Bombshell Polka. Henry's Orchestra there. That's Blonde Bombshell Polka. here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. What are we, like three or four records into the show already? Time is flying by, I'm telling you what here. Got to talk about a World of Accordions museum and encourage you to stop by, check the place out. It's in Superior, Wisconsin, and traveling season is here, folks. I know you're on the roads, and if you're a fan of old-time music or accordions, concertinas, or even just music in general, it is worth making a stop at a World of Accordions museum. There's like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Some pretty amazing stuff, let me tell you. They've got a beautiful concert hall. They have an activity schedule for the summertime with concerts, and I think they got a parade. They're in a parade coming up in Superior as well, and they have workshops and all sorts of stuff. You can find out more about all that on their website, worldofaccordions.org. You can also kind of check the place out a little bit, a lot of photographs. Gift shop is online, too. Great gifts for people who are, you know, old-time fans or just music people. You'll find some stuff that you may not find anywhere else. You could be inspired when gift-giving. Do your Christmas shopping now. Why wait? But check it out. Why don't you? worldofaccordions.org. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. A groovy place to visit if you're a music fan of any sort. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. We never play this side of the record. I always play the other side because the other side is I Got a Wife, which is an amusing song to me. And so it always kind of takes precedence over playing the other side of the record. So now I'm forcing myself to play the other side. Here's Frankie and the boys. This is Red Wing. Man, is that politically incorrect these days? Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks there, and Red Wing here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I have to realize we have got this far into the show, and I don't think we played a song with any singing in it yet, have we? Have we had a song with lyrics? I mean, we've had some, you know, your typical, you know, shouts and enthusiastic moments. I don't think we've had a song with lyrics. And I guess we're going to kind of take care of that right now with Dick Perotsky and his Harmony Kings. Another oldie, but they're all oldies. The newest records we have are like early 80s, so a lot of these go way, way back. And this is called The Girl from My Hometown Polka. ¶¶
does, and spare her joy, that's my girl from my hometown. When we are dancing, you should see, she dances with all the boys but me. I take her home, then she goes right out again.
That's the girl from my hometown. Yeah, that's it. I knew I'd get the title right. It's Dick Perotsky and his Harmony Kings with Art Souter on vocals. It's notated here on the record, so I thought I should probably pass that along to you anyway. So here we are, right in the midst of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That's the first record we played in the show this week was singing in it. I feel like that's highly odd because I usually prefer the records that have singing. It's hard to sing along unless you have some lyrics to work with. You know, a little fired up this morning because, it's probably not morning where you are. It's barely morning where I am. But I don't know when you're listening to the show because it's broadcast many times on many different radio stations. I went to pancake breakfast this morning. Airplanes and pancakes kind of go together. If you have anything to do with general aviation, private flying, you know, Cessnas and Pipers and whatnot. Airports often have pancake breakfast, usually as a fundraiser for something. And our Experimental Aircraft Association, our EAA chapter here, had a pancake breakfast this morning. They have two of them every year. You go to the hangar and you have breakfast and hang out. Wonder that's why they call them hangars. So I had an excessive amount of pancakes this morning, and coffee, and milk, and juice. And so I'm all hyped up on maple syrup. Oh, but always a good time. I can recommend that. Check your local listings. You may live near a local airport that has a pancake breakfast. Some group will usually have, maybe the Civil Air Patrol in your area will have one. They have one for Father's Day here. There's at least three pancake breakfasts a year that are held at our airport. And oftentimes you can get plane rides and bring the kids, and it's just a good time. I have my grandson out there. It was a wonderful time, and I highly recommend any time an airport is serving pancakes, y'all should be there. Probably not good if you got to go to, like, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul International or something. But small town airports, good stuff, man. All right, now we have here the Silver Bells, and it says on the record, the world's greatest polka band. It's printed right on the record, with Bernie White, by the way, and they're doing the Rain, Rain Polka.
It's raining, it's raining, like on the day we met. At a glance we fell in love, while the rain fell from above. It's raining, it's raining, like when we said goodbye. Our love was meant to be, so please hurry back to me.
Yee-haw!
At a glance we fell in love, while the rain fell from above. It's raining, like when we said goodbye. Our love was meant to be, so please hurry back to me.
Hey!
There you go. That's the Silver Bells and Bernie White there, the world's greatest polka band, according to the label on the record here. That's the Rain Rain Polka. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week. We do. We gather here. We play records. Well, we don't. I do. Because I don't let you touch my record players, man. But yeah, we get together. We play all these great old-time records here each and every week on the show. So glad to have you along with us. I'm glad this guy calls himself the Polish Kid. His records all say the Polish Kid. I could say an hour record from the Polish Kid. And his name is on here. I've been playing old polka records like this for since they were new. And I've never learned how to pronounce his cat's name. And maybe one of y'all would like to email me and tell me how to pronounce his name. Should I spell it to you? I can't really because I put the record on the record player already and it's pointing the wrong way. After we play the record, I will spell his name to you. Most of the Polish names, all the different names, I can get them. And this one just, there's too many letters. I can't figure it out. Anyway, here's the Polish Kid and this is the Brentwood House Polka.
Especially when you go hear a polka band. Pretty girls serve and delight you. It's right for you at the Brentwood House. If you are hungry or maybe thirsty, there is one thing to do. Take some pinions and go see Wally. He'll be there to serve you. Have some whiskey, rum, schnapps, beer or wine, and soon you will be feeling fine. Try the smorgasbord, you might say, oh good Lord, I'll be back soon next time.
Thing to do.
Polish kid there, and the Brentwood House Polka. It sounds like a commercial for the Brentwood House. Maybe you want to go there. I don't know where they are, but it's Brentwood Records is the name of the record label. But here's why I can't ever pronounce the Polish kid's name. His first name's Don, and all his records say the Polish kid on them. So the disc jockeys, oh man, I can't say disc jockey, we're in trouble. Get off easy, because I don't. It's CIALKOSZEWSKI. I was just thinking how to say that. I'm not even going to try. Just never mind. Forget I even brought it up. We'll just call him the Polish kid. We'll leave it at that. We're in the midst of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week. Gather around the record players, play the old-time records. Man, I hate when this happens. Something has gone wrong with my record-putting-away system today. What is going on here? How do things get this messed up? I take two records out of the sleeves at the same time. See, now I put... Jeez. Oh, I know why. Because Johnny Pecan goes in a red sleeve, not a yellow one. But why do I have an extra green sleeve? Somewhere there's got to be a green record in the wrong sleeve. I try to stay organized, and it never works out. Lawrence Welk and the orchestra. We haven't heard from old Larry for quite a while. And really, Lawrence Welk did a lot for old-time music. That Lawrence Welk show ran forever. It's still running. The thing's in syndication forever. And he always had a polka in the show, it seems like. So here's Lawrence Welk and the boys. And this is the Tinker Polka. Welcome the orchestra there, the Tinker Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I assume that's Myron Florin on the accordion in that one. And I look in the small print on the record here, it does say featuring Myron Florin. So I was right on that. And it also says that this record was released on October 3rd, 1957. So that's why we call them old-time oldies. It's old-time music, and they're all old oldies. Johnny Pecan over here in turntable number two. It's the Dream Train Polka.
Dream Train, please carry me back. Dream Train, stay on the right track. Take me back where I belong. Sound your whistle and dawn. Tell the gang.
train, please turn on the steam. Morning will soon end my dream. Stop when a sweet old lady hollers, welcome my dream train.
Johnny Pecan and the Dream Train Polka. This is Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, a lot of stuff has happened in the last week or so. Meghan Markle and that Prince Cat got married. That's kind of a big deal. I always get up early, and I was up in a quiet household, and all of a sudden I heard loud church music coming from upstairs in the bedroom. I was like, oh, geez, the wife got up, and she turned on the royal wedding at like 4 in the morning or whatever it was. Why? I don't know. A lot of pomp and circumstance, though, I'll tell you that. What else happened last week? Oh, there was that whole Yanni Laurel thing. Have you seen that on the internet? There's this sound clip, and depending who you are and where you're listening to it and whatever, it either says Yanni, or it says Laurel, and you're supposed to decide what it says, and whatever you decide, it makes no difference. You can't possibly care. So if you haven't seen it, just ignore it. It's a waste of your time. What do we have over here? The Kreiger Brothers. That's what we have. The Kreiger Brothers Orchestra. That reminds me, I still have to find us a waltz for this week. This is the guitar polka, anyway.
Oh, Dutchy, Dutchy, do.
That's some very good clarinetting there. That is the guitar polka, which oddly enough features a clarinet. The Kreischer Brothers Orchestra here, it says, from the Rave Record Company in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we always do at least one waltz in a show. So I found one for you. We have Roman Rezac and his orchestra. This is the Accordion Man Waltz.
Muziku, co si měl rád, dneska jen málo kdy uslyší hrát. Za to však saxofon na samý jazz, na naše písnička pryč už je dnes. Že bylo milejší za dávných let, bývalo docela jinačí svět. Než se vše změnilo i česká krev, jiný je muzika, jiný je zpěv. Kdo by si nespomněl, jak mýval rád písničky, který dnes neslyší hrát. Jednu si každý však pamatuje, od srdce radci ji zanotuje. Na našem starém dvoře kudičký harmonikář hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky pod účkem tekly na tvář. Hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky pod účkem tekly na tvář.
Is the Accordion Man Waltz. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, and that was Roman Rezac and his orchestra. So that's a lot of information in one sentence there. Which reminds me to remind you, and I just got an urgent text from my wife right in the middle of doing the show here. An urgent text. I have to get the refrigerator outside. Remember, was it last year or the year before? I was telling you about the refrigerator that broke, and we called the guy, and they dragged out repairs for months and months. We had to buy another one, and then they still didn't fix the other one, and then they fixed it, and then it broke, and blah, blah, blah. Remember that story? It went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And that fridge has been sitting in the garage. Last year, we wanted to use it, and it doesn't work again, so I decided we're going to throw it out, and I mentioned we were going to haul it to the recycling center. And somebody said, oh, no, don't do that, because our little town has what they call cleanup days, and the beautifying committee comes around, and they pick up stuff like dishwashers and refrigerators and water heaters and all that junk, and they take it to the recycling center for you, and because they give you money for that, because like, well, you got a 128-pounder refrigerator, it's worth $4 or whatever. And then they use the money to plant flowers and all that pretty stuff. They're like, no, don't take it over there. Wait for cleanup days and we'll come get it. So I just got an urgent text from my wife, who was out with my daughter and my grandson going to rummage sales, that said, hey, that fridge has got to be out, so the cleanup committee is going to pick it up. I said, you got to wait till I'm done with the polka show. So fortunately, it's in the garage, which is right on the sidewalk at the street. So all I got to do is pull up the door and kind of shove it out there. And with any luck at all, it will magically disappear. I suppose I have to take the door off, right? Isn't that a thing? So kids don't play in them and get stuck, although they don't have latches anymore, so I don't know how they would get stuck. But anyway, once I get done with the show here in about another 15 minutes, I got a job to do. In the meantime, this is a really short song, man. There's hardly any grooves on the record, and I think I normally skip it because it is so short. It's Anthony Tabish Band. This is called the Beatnik Polka.
Leciała dziewczyna przez zagrody do domu, napotkała Jasia porąbaną głową. Ty moja Kasinko, jabłkiem porąbany, te czyste chusteczki, oczy moje rany. Może doktor, ani żadny maści, bo w mojej głowie się porąbane kości, porąbane kości, porąbana głowa. Ty moja dziewczyno, obywajże mi zdrowo.
They have it, the Beatnik Polka there, and a pretty quick little number there from the Anthony Tabish Band here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What the heck have we got going on here? I'm just trying to keep track of the right now, because now I'm distracted. I'm thinking about getting that refrigerator moved out there. Sheesh. The number five polka. Is that what they did? Did they write a bunch of polkas and just number them? Because I seem to only remember seeing the number five polka. I mean, is there like the number 36 polka? I don't know. Frank Paszczuzak and his polka pals. This is the number five polka. Thank you. right, there you go. That's the good old number five polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What's coming up? Stardust is coming up. Yeah, that's the name of the band and the record company, if you can imagine that. But otherwise, I got to do this stuff first.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, better get back to work here on the Oompa Hour. Probably get a couple of more tunes in here, I think. Yeah, probably pretty easy. I have not reminded you yet how you get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. And you can do that, actually. You can send a text or a phone message to 218-259-2985. I know you probably have that in your speed dial already. 218-259-2985 gets a message to the Oompa Hour. Also, email, of course, is always an option. It's oompahour@mail.com. And Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour will get you to our Facebook page. So that gets you in touch with us here. Stardust is the name of the band and the name of the record label. This is the Shyster Schottische. Shyster Schottische at Stardust on Tim Zumba Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I think we got time for one more in the show this week. Let's do Richie Vatnell's orchestra, shall we? And wrap things up this week with the Freeway Polka. There you go, the Richie Vatnell Orchestra. That's the Freeway Polka here on Tim Zumba Hour, your old-time oldies show. As another show comes to a close, I don't know about you, but I got to go down to the garage and push a refrigerator out of the sidewalk so the cleanup committee can pick it up. So that's what I got going on today. I hope you got a good day coming up, too.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We will be back and do it again next week. Keep those accordions sharpened up, will you? In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.